Hello, listeners. This is the second hour of the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM. This program focuses on Out of This World information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and today we're very grateful to have Lee Moorhead. She's one of the best psychics on the East Coast, coming to us live from South Carolina. We also have new listeners in over a dozen different countries, and I want to say hello to our new friends and listeners in Seattle and across the United States, and in Vancouver, Calgary, and Toronto, Canada, London, Wales, the United Kingdom, Dublin, Ireland, Tel Aviv, Israel, Sydney, Australia, Istanbul, Turkey, South Africa, Switzerland, Paraguay, Chile, Malaysia, Indonesia, and namaste to my new listeners in the beautiful country of India, in Ahmedabad, New Delhi, and Chennai, as well as in Dubai, Jordan, in the Middle East, and I know in Europe who I know my friends are listening. Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren, und meine Freunde. Today we will be interviewing Lee Moorhead from South Carolina, but before we do, I would like to thank the many sponsors of our show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help, this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, a business professor at Walla Walla College, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric and my station manager at Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Our upcoming guests quickly include Susan Shumsky and Daniel Brinkley on June 13th, psychic Phoenix Redhawk, and the New York Times best-selling author Patricia Corey, who will be coming back again on June 20th. On June 27th, best-selling author Pam Grout and world-famous Nostradamus scholar John Hogue will be coming on the program. Then on July 11th, we will have a very special guest, Susan Liberty Hall, who will talk about how she rid herself of breast cancer by laughing and a positive attitude. In July, we'll also have New York psychic Catherine Mitchell and two representatives of the Galactic Federation of Planets, along with Abby Lynn, coming live to us from Dublin, Ireland by phone. She is one of the best energy healers in Europe. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio, and on Facebook at Out of This World Radio. Now, let's go on to Lee. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Lee, welcome to Seattle, the United States, and the world. Lee was born with a psychic gift, and she's been doing this work professionally since 1972. She studied astrology when she was 14 years old and took refresher courses in 1976. She's listed in Who's Who in America and Who's Who in the East as a psychic therapist. Her work involves as much spiritual guidance as it does looking into one's future. She's also a healer using Reiki, the Japanese art of healing, and a reflexologist. She's also a palmist and numerologist. She produced her own wonderful TV show on the East End of Long Island on Cablevision Channel 20 every Thursday night. For 27 years, it was a call-in show where she answered questions and interviewed psychic astrologers, healers, and spiritual artists. And it was the longest-running psychic call-in show in America since February 1985. Her current consultation and services include psychic readings and astrological charts. And her website for more information is www.stargaze.com. Stargaze is spelled S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E. You can also visit our program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and scroll down to Lee's name, Lee Moorhead, and find out more information. Lee, it was so nice of you to be on the program today. How are you today?
Well, I'm really excited to be on your show, and thank you so much for asking me. you're right. I was on TV for 27 years. I had my own show. We were on Thursday nights from 7 to 8, and it was really the chance for me to meet many, many other psychics in my area. When I first came out psychically, in the very early 70s, I didn't know any other psychics. And by starting the show in 1985, I got to meet many of them. And some of the really greatest and best psychics are especially in the Hamptons. And I say that, you know, not that I'm bragging, but the Hamptons is a wonderful place to live. But I have to say that I think it's the water. I think it's being surrounded by the water as we are, which is a great conductor of psychic energy. So I really think that that's where it all came from.
Isn't that an interesting
from there?
Isn't that an interesting comment? Pardon me for interrupting, but I live in a lake, and I love water. I go to the ocean for meditation often, and I love to fish and swim. Now, for my audience here in Seattle, the Hamptons, that's referring to a part in New York. Is that right, Lee?
Long Island, the east end of Long Island.
Okay.
And I was there for many, many years of my life. I moved down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 2.5 years ago. And again, mm-hmm. I'm surrounded by water. It's just absolutely beautiful here, but it's warmer. I don't have to shovel snow anymore, which is the best part of it.
Well, I'm sure that's good. And well, I have to tell you, my listener friends, Lee's a really wonderful psychic, and she's referred me to other wonderful psychics who will be coming up in my program. Phoenix Red Hawk, as I mentioned her, she'll be coming on, I believe, on the 20th of June in about 2 weeks. And then another wonderful psychic named Catherine Mitchell, also from the Hamptons in Long Island, east end of Long Island, will be coming on the 18th of July. How did you get interested in this, Lee? When I mentioned a little bit about when you became interested in astrology when you were just a young teenager.
I was very, very young when the word psychic wasn't even a word I thought about. All I knew was that people asked me questions, I knew the answers. And it wasn't until many years later that I was able to put a tag on it and say, okay, the tag is being psychic. But when I was 14, I babysat for a wonderful lady who actually became my very first mentor, and she was an astrologer. And in exchange for babysitting her children, she taught me astrology. And then, of course, I was still very young, and I didn't use it at all until in the 70s, after my husband passed away, I decided that I would like to take a refresher course in astrology. And I did, and I love it. I love astrology. I love my psychic work also. Actually, I can't say which I love more. I love them both. But I have had people tell me that the reason they think that the charts that I cast are so perfectly dead on is because of my psychic ability, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that comes into play.
Do you, Lee, do you do readings where people ask, like, what's going to happen in the future for the United States and the world?
I have had that, too. I mean, not as much my clients, except once in a while somebody will ask that question. Most people, when they call me, want to know what's happening in their own personal lives, not what's happening in the world. But, I mean, I have had it where I've been out with friends or out with acquaintances, and had somebody say to me, are we ever going to get through all of this? You know, and then we start to discuss the world situation, and I'm able to answer. And I have. There's been many times. I'll give you one example. Back in just before the Iraq war started with Kuwait, when they walked into Kuwait and took the Emir off the throne, his daughter-in-law, who still is the crown princess of Kuwait, called me and asked me if father-in-law would ever be back on the throne again, and I said, yes, he will. Now, this was September. I said, yes, he will at the end of April. She was, oh, my God. I said, no, listen, I'm telling you that he will. You know, no matter how long it's going to be, he will be back on the throne. And sure enough, on the 28th of, not April, I said February, the very end of February, on the 28th, he was back on the throne. And the Gulf War was over. So, I do get questions like that, and I do answer questions like that. I had a newspaper reporter call me once, and I did have company in my home, so I was trying to cut him short when he called me. But he said to me, can you give me at least 6 minutes I can put into the paper? And I said to him, well, I'm going to predict to you that Noriega will be overthrown, that America will go in there and they will capture him and he will be overthrown in Panama. The following morning, that was the news. I had no way of knowing this. You know, I didn't know any newscasters or anybody in the army or anybody in the government. I just knew that he would be captured and that he would be taken out of office. So I have had questions like that asked of me that I can't answer for people.
From what I know of the different dimensions, we live in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is time. And when a good psychic ties into the area of truth, they often go to the fifth dimension and higher. And I've been also told that in the fifth dimension, there's no time, so everything's kind of happening all at once, but it's an area of 100% truth. And I know that's kind of difficult for people to wrap their minds around, but that's what my foster mother, who was a master psychic, would tell me. She would help the police, local police, find missing and lost children. She was very good at it. But sometimes it was very depressing, of course, to find kids who were, you know, murdered or killed.
I've done that also. I've also helped people to find, you know, family that have disappeared. Mm-hmm. I had one lady that called me. Her son-in-law disappeared. He had gone out one morning. He and his wife had a fight. Her daughter had a fight. Mm-hmm. And he left and didn't come back by that night. And she called the next morning. She thought maybe he left her. And I said he left her, but to a different sphere. I said he's passed away. And I said, and if you have the police check up on 105 going north, which was a highway going north on the north shore of Long Island, I said, you're going to find tracks and you'll find him. And sure enough, they found motorcycle tracks. Maybe something ran in front of his motorcycle. That's all I can think that happened. And he may have tried to avoid it, swerved, hit the fence, bounced over. He and his motorcycle bounced over the fence. And so they were found many feet into the woods, but he was found, of course, dead, and unfortunately. But there were things like that I feel very bad telling people, but if they're calling to ask, I would rather tell them the truth than to sugarcoat anything for them, because they're going to know the truth eventually anyway. But talking about dimensions, the one thing I do have to say is, and this is my belief, and of course, a lot of my belief comes from back in the early 70s reading the famous Seth books, S-E-T-H, written by Jane Roberts. All things are happening in the now. Everything is happening. All dimensions are happening at once. So that when we talk about second, third, fourth, and fifth dimensions, they are existing, and they're existing at the same time. And that's why a good psychic can tap into any of those dimensions.
And this concept also probably fits into the concept of parallel universes and string theory, too.
Absolutely.
And I'm not a physicist, but for the limited understanding I have of the new theories about string theory is that this dimension is actually tied to other parallel dimensions through very, very tiny, tiny sub atomic particles, which act like a string to the other parallel universe, the other dimension.
And we call that string the silver cord.
That's right. And every time you make a decision where you could have made a different decision, that can lead to a parallel dimension or a parallel universe, actually. For example, I chose to do the show today by telephone instead of being at the studios. And if I'd driven to the studios, it might be a different income. I might have been late. I might have been delayed somehow. Each choice results in a different reality.
Yes, they did a movie similar to that just a few years ago where somebody got on the train and in the other parallel universe, she missed the train and went home and found her husband in bed with his mistress. But there were two dimensions that were going on at one time. Mm-hmm. And I think that was very well explained in the movies so that people could get onto the concept of parallel dimensions.
I have to tell you this. A couple of years ago, I was listening to Coast late at night, and there was a lady who called in, and she had said that she and her friends were they were somewhere in Tennessee, I believe, either Arkansas or near Tennessee, and they had just found out that the local radio station had canceled Coast to Coast. so they couldn't listen to it. But at a friend's house, they still put the recorder on. And so what happened is that they went out, I guess they went out for dinner, then they came back. And on the recorder apparently was another dimension because it recorded the actual program on Coast to Coast that night. And when they checked with the station later, the station said that they had canceled and they didn't broadcast it. So what George Norrie theorized on Coast to Coast was that it was from another parallel dimension.
Yes, I believe that. And you see, it sounds strange to a lot of people who don't really understand any of this. Actually, a lot of people don't even understand how psychic ability works.
Right.
And, you know, like years ago when I was younger and I had a little bit more patience, I could sit with somebody for hours and talk to them about it. But I've reached a point now where I say, you know, that there's plenty of books that they can read. And so what I do instead is I recommend books to them. And I say, look, for me to sit and try to explain these things to you, you're really better off reading these books. And maybe through these books, you will learn something, or you will learn what you need to learn. Because I do believe that, too. I believe that everybody learns what they need to learn, what is important for them in their life.
Fascinating. For those who are just tuning in, this is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW, 1150 AM here in Bellevue in Seattle, Washington. We're talking to Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics on the East Coast in the United States. Lee, I'm sure you get questions like this from time to time about what you see for the future. What sorts of things do you see for the United States and the world for the upcoming year, next couple of years?
Well, I had already predicted to one of my ladies, that's a client of mine for years, that there would be problems in the Ukraine, and she's originally from the Ukraine, and she was worrying about her sister coming here. I mean, they've been looking forward to the sister being able to, you know, come to America, and I said she's going to be delayed because there are going to be many problems with Ukraine. Now, I still feel like her sister will be able to make it, but I also feel that there's going to be a lot more problems before things have quieted down in the Ukraine, because he's dealing with somebody that's he's really somebody that is very difficult to deal with. I'm talking about Putin, and if he's listening in, too bad. You know, but I really feel that we're dealing with somebody who's he's actually an egomaniac, and this is why I think that things aren't going to happen as quickly as we would like it to, or as quickly as Obama would like it to. But that's the way this man is, and that's what we're dealing with. But I will tell you some of the predictions, if you like. I'll talk to you about the world, and I'll talk to you about other things. I think India's economy is going to gain by at least 5 to 10% in this year. So this is very good for India. There's also we're having an economic boom, which is going to go on right up until 2015 and all of 2015. But there definitely is global recovery here. You'll also see some small countries that are going to experience growth by more than 2%. And that's this is good for everybody. When we read these things, it's good for everybody. The dinar, the Iraqi dinar, is going to gain. Lots of people have been buying dinars, which are worth less than a penny right now. But I believe that they will go up to at least a dollar, and I think that we're less than a year away from that happening. You're going to see a lot more than that. So that's really, now that's talking about the economy, but if you want to talk about other things, I can.
Sure, whatever you want to talk about.
Medical devices that are going to be used in conjunction with our mobile phones, believe it or not, and some new technology will be used in the treatment of orthopedics and heart valves and pacemakers, and we are going to find that these are going to work in conjunction with our mobile phones. But years ago, whoever even thought that we could get onto a mobile phone, be sitting out on a beach somewhere and still talking to our friends?
Right.
I also think that in the area that regards newborn babies that are premature, there's going to be a newer method of caring for them right after birth. They'll be much more effective and less damaging to their system.
Nice.
You're going to see more and more people here in the United States turning to alternative medicine also, which it has been happening. You know, it has been taking place. So this is very good. As far as the world is concerned, Syria is still going to be attacked again this year, unfortunately. I mean, we're going to see a lot of problems in Syria for all of this year and next year. And that's very sad because I have many, many Syrian and Lebanese friends. In sports, I have a feeling that you're going to see some big surprises taking place this year. Teams that no one ever expected to come out of the woodwork are going to come out of the woodwork and going to do very, very well.
Sure, sure.
And I think the housing market is going to have more growth this year. And Florida will be in the lead. I mean, anybody that's buying property in Florida is doing very, very well. Las Vegas and Phoenix is not going to be too far behind. And in the UK, there's going to be a rise in prices for single family homes too. So I think that's, you know, like I can go on and on, but I think that what I did was give you a hint as to some of the things that are happening.
Oh, interesting. This is just a joke question, but a friend of mine does horse race betting, and he's going to go to the Belmont this Saturday. If you know the winner, let me know off air, and we'll give you a cut. So.
First of all, I am hoping that the California superstar is going to win. I am hoping so. But I must tell you, I've had people sit down and say, my husband wants to know, can you give him the lottery numbers? If I knew those things, I'd be worth a fortune. Including who's going to win at the horse races.
Oh, how funny.
But I am hoping for a win there because it would be nice after 30-some-odd years to see a Triple Crown winner.
That would be amazing. That'd be amazing. What one quick question before we go before I make a station announcement? You know, for those younger folks out there listening who are interested in a particular career, or those who are contemplating a career change, what kinds of careers would you think would be good for people just going into the labor market now or planning something for the future in view of the kinds of changes you've seen?
Well, you know, real estate is not a bad idea. For years and years, people made a lot of money on real estate. And, of course, the market really slumped, and lots of people either, you know, left their jobs and went out and did something else instead. But I really think that real estate is going to be up and coming very shortly, and there's going to be a lot of good openings for people and the ability to buy and to sell property. But I also think that in the field, if they have degrees in science at all, I think in the area of medical research, they're going to be doing very, very well. And I would say to you, if you have a young one who's interested in science, tell them to think very seriously about medical research, because I think that a lot of new things are going to be happening, and I think it's going to be a very exciting period of time. The other thing is, you were talking about horses before. Not only horses, but other animals. Anybody who is interested in animal husbandry will do very well, too.
Interesting, interesting. Well, for my listeners here in the Pacific Northwest, I'm told that the Tri-Cities area of Washington, Kennewick, Pasco, Richland is one of the fastest-growing areas of the country, good for real estate investment. And as far as medical research goes, I don't think Washington State could be blessed with a better medical research center than the University of Washington Medical Research Center at the University of Washington.
Good. No, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, in Seattle, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the attraction of the Tri-Cities in eastern Washington, of course, is the weather. That we get mostly sunshine over here. It gets warm in the summertime, but it's like a high desert, and you don't get the cold winters at all. You know, it stays balmy and warm most of the year, which is attractive to a lot of people.
Good. That's why lots of people move there. But the thing that's a little bit tough on most people is rain. You know, and it's right. constant rain, and you have people who are very right. depressed because of it. But there is very good therapy for that, and that's light therapy.
Oh,
yeah. If they can get themselves one of these light machines and use it at least once a day, even if it's 10 minutes a day, it can help
right.
them through a period of time where they're feeling depressed. Now, I'm a great believer in vitamins, by the way.
Oh,
I
good
started
for you.
A vitamin regimen back in 1978, and I have not swayed from that. As a matter of fact, I think I told you when we spoke, just a year ago, I had a silent heart attack. I hadn't even known it was a heart attack, but I had a heart attack, which made me feel very weak, and then I ended up in the hospital to learn that I had one. And when they took me in to look at me, they rushed me into surgery, and I had a triple bypass. Now, my cardiologist, he and I have gotten, you know, we've talked about these things, and I said to him, because he looked at the list of, you know, the vitamins I take, he said, when did you start doing this? I said, in 1978, I went on a strict vitamin diet after reading a book about vitamins. I said, and I thought, well, you know, this is not a bad idea. He said, well, he says, with your family history and everybody having had heart problems, I think yours was delayed by about 30 years because of your vitamins. So
wonderful.
I would suggest to people, if they haven't gone on to a regimen of any kind, that they should, especially if they're young people, because they can really hold off on a lot of diseases over the years.
Well, I just want to say briefly before we go to a station. Well, I'll just go ahead and make it now. You're listening, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr, with Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics on the East Coast. And our call-in number, if you'd like any questions to ask Lee any questions, is 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. And what I'd like to say real quick is that Daniel Brinkley, I had on the show here a few months ago, and another wonderful psychic, he said that for me to take 5,000 international units of vitamin D3 every day, it would help my mood because I spend a lot of time indoors and don't get sunlight. And I've taken it, and it's done absolute wonders. It's the most wonderful. It's really helped. And but that's the thing. I think that we humans, we grew up outside, of course, before this technological age where everybody lives indoors, and when we don't get enough sunlight, we can get depressed.
Right. Well, lucky for me, I live here in Myrtle Beach, and I get plenty of sunlight.
what a pretty place. What a pretty.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful place, and I'm right on the water. I live right on the intercoastal waterway, so I can sit and I can watch the sailboats going by and the fishing boats going by and the people on their, their recreational vehicles going by on the water, and it's really a lot of fun living here. Plus, I'm five minutes from the ocean, too, so... I mean, this is really a lovely place to live. And after being in the Hamptons for so many years, which I absolutely adored, I wasn't sure I could adjust, but I adjusted the first week. I went out for a walk on the beach, and I said, oh, this is it for me.
Oh, how nice. How nice. How nice. Well,
I posted another number on my website today. I let people know I was going to be on the air, and I gave them your website. But I also gave them the 888-879-8339. Was that a wrong number, or can they get?
Well, I've had a couple of calls in that number while we've been talking, and I think they were probably callers for you, but I can't answer them because I'm on air.
I see. Okay.
But maybe
I did not know that.
Yeah, maybe
but if
I'll say.
Then they should call in on the number that you gave them.
Yeah, just I'm sorry, friends, for the misunderstanding. I know we just had a call, two calls, one from Florida and another call from Arkansas. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call, but I think we have a caller now coming in.
We do.
Happy.
We've got Roz in Bellevue on the line right now.
Okay, wonderful. Go right ahead.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Roz. And I just wanted to ask, where did you grow up, or, like, how did you acquire this knowledge and information?
Well, I grew up in Jersey and did not move to New York until I was in my very early 20s. When I got married, I moved over to New York. But even so, it's all part of the whole metropolitan area. I think that I was always psychic, even though, as I said, we didn't use the word psychic. But I remember my father and mother used to tease me and call me Father Divine because all my friends would hang around and want to know answers to questions like, am I going to pass the test next week? Or is a boy around the corner going to ask me for a date? So, but I did start to study more when I studied astrology in the early 70s again. It woke up something inside of me that I felt was very important. And in addition to that, I read the Seth books written by Jane Roberts, and that helped me to acquire more information. Now, so, if you're very interested, that's one of those are the best books you could read.
Okay. So what was your, like, first incident where you realized that you actually knew the future and you knew something that was going to happen?
Well, I just knew it. I mean, it wasn't even anything that I stopped and thought about. Even today, if somebody, like, I had a woman about 2 weeks ago that I just know from here, but I didn't know her well enough to know what was happening in her life, and she said to me, I'm having a problem. The doctors are worried about what they're seeing on my pancreas. And I put my arms around her immediately and said, you're going to be all right. It's not cancer. Now, so these things have to come to me immediately. I don't stop and think about it, because the more you think about it, the more it's coming from another source. When you're saying it immediately, you know it's coming from your higher self.
Wow. So what's your view on religion and Jesus Christ?
I was born and educated a Catholic. I still have no problem with my Catholic religion and Catholic upbringing. And if they have a problem with me, I don't know that. But I do know that I believe in God. I believe in the risen Christ. But I also believe that there are many, many other masters who appeared on this earth with information for all of us, like Buddha and Mohammed and Krishna. And I don't say any one of them is better than the other, although even in their churches, they put Jesus Christ up at the top of the list.
Okay. And last question before I steal all your time, what do you believe in when people die? Where do they go?
I believe that whatever is your thought about what heaven is where you go. I always said that my husband, when he died, went and sat on a lake somewhere to fish because that was his hobby and that's what he loved. And I felt this is where he is. He's on a wonderful lake somewhere fishing. I had another lady who loved the water, too, and she used to picture a home right on the water. And I said, that's where she is. Another very dear friend who passed away 2 years ago, he loved his garden. He absolutely loved his garden. He loved gardening. And my first thought was, he's sitting in a garden somewhere with beautiful flowers growing around him, and he's happy. My feeling for myself, and this is my wish, is that when I go, I end up in a gigantic library where I can read books for eternity, because that's what I love to do. So that's what I believe as far as heaven is concerned.
Okay. Do you spend time reading the Bible?
I've read the Bible at least 3 times as a young girl, and I understand that there's a lot of allegories there. Not every single thing absolutely happened, but I believe that the allegories are to teach us to live better lives. I definitely believe in many of the stories in the New Testament about Jesus and his healings. You know, healing the sick and healing, you know, people who were blind and who had leprosy and so forth. But I also feel that there are some stories that are told to us in the Bible to help us to live better lives. So that is my belief about the Bible. And as I said, I started reading it at 12 years old.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was really nice chatting with you.
Talk to you too, Rob.
Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for
calling anytime, my friend. I'm glad you came on the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Great. great.
He really answered some questions, didn't he? Yeah.
He sure did. He sure did. Well, for those who are listening out there, I'm sorry. I think we've had a couple of calls from different parts of the country, and instead of calling, the number to call in is, let me get it here, it's area code 425-373-5527. I'd also just want to tell listeners who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW, 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. I wanted to also make two announcements I forgot to make earlier. Scott Lemriel has come out with a new book on the series agenda. You can find out more information by going to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And Deborah Spellfox, who was going to be on today, I've decided to put her on for a full show. She'll be coming on for a full show on love and relationships on July 11th. For more information, you can go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Lee, I know you have lots of interesting things to say, and one of the questions my listeners may ask is, how do you contact the other side? Does everyone have the psychic ability to contact their spirit guides and guardian angels?
No, not everybody does. That there are specifically certain psychics who are called mediums that are very good in that area, like John Edward, who I've known since he's 18 years old, and I happen to know that he is very, very legitimate, and he does a wonderful job of contacting. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it happens to me, but it doesn't happen every day. It's not like every single reading I do that I pick up on people who passed over. But once in a while, I could be reading somebody and suddenly pick up. Well, that's not something that I do every single day. And I always consider it a gift when it does happen for me and I'm getting contacted and I'm telling somebody something. I consider it a gift because it's helpful to the person that's hearing it.
Well, I just want to say this, that Lee, I think you're a gift to the world with your psychic ability to help people out and steer them in the right direction from a spiritual sense, and also to enlighten them about the other side. I want to tell my listeners that I hope to have John Edwards on the program in a couple of months. I did talk to his publicist about a month ago. He's very busy, but he promised that he'd try to come on the program in a few months.
Please give him my kindest regards when you do.
Oh, I sure will.
As I said, I've known him since he's 18 years old.
Oh, wonderful.
And he's a lovely and very genuine young man. There's a lot of very, very good mediums out there, and it would be nice for you to connect with them because, as I said, for me it happens on occasion. I could be talking to somebody and suddenly I'll say something to them that has meaning, you know, like coming from the other side.
Sure.
It's not something that I do all the time, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that because it's not true.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think we have two more callers on the line. We'll go ahead and take the first caller.
All right, let's talk to Jackie in North Bend.
Okay.
Hi, Lee.
Right.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Fine,
and
and how are you?
I'm good. I am so agree with you about the vitamins. I discovered that about 20 years ago, and it's made such a difference in my life. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because you know, the truth is, I was going on my 81st birthday when I had the triple bypass and almost died. And the cardiologist told me it would have happened to me in my 50s because it was all through my family. Everybody had, you know, heart problems. But he said what saved you was the vitamins, and you're still taking them, and that's good because he said you'll probably live another 20 years. And I hope so. And the only reason I hope so is so that I can help more people.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Now, is there a question you'd like to ask, Jackie?
It's a personal question. I bought a house about a year ago, and I've never really felt bonded with the house, and I really want to move to another area. I feel like I should move to another area, but I was wondering if you could see, am I going to move this year or am I going to wait a year?
I don't think you should wait a year. My feeling is that you should put the house up as soon as you can, as long as it's in good shape and doesn't need too much work, you know, done on this house. You'll make your money back. You may even make a little bit above what you spend for it, but you will make your money back. I think it's time for you to move, and I'm feeling that very strongly. What is your birthday, by the way? You don't have to give me the year. What is your birthday?
March 7th.
March 7th, so you're a Pisces.
Yes.
So you usually go by your feelings, and you know, Pisces are extremely intuitive people. Many, many good psychics are Pisces. They're very, very intuitive. If you're feeling right about it, do it at the time that you're feeling it's right to do. And I really believe that you'll not only sell, but you'll make a profit. But I don't see you moving very far away from where you live now. Like, look at me, I moved over 1,000 miles away. I don't think you're going to do that. I think you're going to stay within an area that you're familiar with and where you can get to work easily and where you can be around your family, too, because you're still very young, aren't you?
I'm 64, but I'm still young.
Young.
I mean, I feel young.
You sound very young.
64 is young.
Oh, thank you. No, I feel that way, too. It's got to be the vitamins,
yeah, but
I'm sure.
It's time for you to put your house on the market.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome, and God bless you.
Thanks
for coming
on
the program, Jackie. We'll go ahead and take our next caller now.
All right. Let's talk to Gail in Duval.
All right, wonderful. Gail, welcome to the Out of This World program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well, my pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Gail, for calling in. That's one of my favorite names, I want you to know.
Oh, really?
Yes, I love that name. What day were you born? What month and day? I don't need the year.
November 9th.
November 9th, so a very strong Scorpio. Do you find that to be true about yourself?
Yes.
A strong personality. What is your question, Gail? What would you like me to help you with?
Well, I have a couple of things, and I'll just let you decide. I'm wondering about, we have a house that we're struggling with keeping, and I'm just wondering what you see about that, if we should just persevere.
You're struggling to keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that you should. I believe that a lot of your energy is in that home. There's also energy there from previous families, previous people who have lived there. It's very good energy. And if you can possibly find your way to keep it, even if it means refinancing it or doing something to help yourself, you should really keep it if you can. I'm feeling very strongly about that. And, you know, Scorpio loves their home, by the way. They love their home. They're water signs, and water signs love to be, they're comfortable, and they love to be comfortable, and that's what you are. Is there another question that I can help you with, Gail?
Well, I also recently lost my father, and we have his home that we're trying to get ready to sell, and I'm just wondering.
That's the home to let go of. That's the home to sell, and you'll be sharing it with other people, though you'll be sharing the proceeds with other people. But I think that it's good for you to let it go. I do not think your father would want you to hold on to it and keep pouring more and more money into the home. I think he wanted everybody to share in the blessing of that home. I have a very strong feeling that if you put it on the market soon, and don't do too much to it, just do enough to make it attractive enough for somebody to come along and say, I want this place, but don't do too much to it. Don't pour too much money into it. But I do see you selling it very soon. If you put it on the market before the middle of this year, before the year comes to an end, it'll be sold. Do you have a brother?
I do.
You do. Does your brother wear a uniform of some kind, or does he wear one for work?
Yes.
What does he do?
Well, it's not work, but he does.
But he does wear a uniform. Okay, he does wear a uniform. All right, then I understand you perfectly. You know, I know you worry about him, but I really believe that in the long run, he's learning a lot of lessons, and he will come out of this much better than he was originally. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for calling, Gail.
Thank you so much for your words.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have a good day, Gail. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Lee. Lee, I was going to ask you a quick question. I'm a Scorpio as well. My birthday is 11 too. What do you see for me? Just curious.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're in a very lucky period of time right now. You know, you're in the sign of Scorpio, and Saturn is in Scorpio right now, and Saturn means work and career. And I believe that your career is going to be enhanced. You're going to do even better than you're doing now. I think that this is only the tip of the iceberg for you. I think you've got a lot more happening for you. Also, wonderful. I see a trip to Europe before the end of the year. Are you scheduled to go there for some reason?
I might go to Switzerland. I'm not sure.
Well, that's in Europe. I do see you going, and I think that this is going to be a very good trip for you. And I also feel a very strong relationship that keeps you wanting to do better every day. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, and that relationship keeps you wanting to do better. I mean, that is your mainstay. That's where you say, okay, I know that I'm going to do well because this is who I want to do it for. And I want to do it for my family. And I also see a lot of friends. And I think that you've made a lot of friends in your life and friends that really, really like you.
Well, thank you. What a nice thing to say, Lee. Well, the purpose of my program is to raise consciousness. I think we're in for a very, very bright future. I mentioned this earlier on the program, but Nostradamus said that after the 2030s, beginning in the 2030s, that we would have 1,000 years of peace and prosperity, and especially a spiritual advancement, and we would truly enter a golden age. After that 1,000-year period is over, Nostradamus predicted way back in the 15th, 16th centuries that that human civilization as a whole would basically become a spacefaring civilization, and we would move off planet and explore the heavens, truly in Star Trek form.
That doesn't surprise me. The beginning of it started in the 1960s. Our travel into space, putting a man on the moon and so forth, started in the 60s, and that was only the beginning, but it was like dipping the toes in the water, you know, to see, am I ready yet? Are we ready yet? I think that in that case, you had President Kennedy, who was very, very forward. Unfortunately, he was killed before a lot of things that he would have brought into play for the United States. We just never got to see them and to see what he would have done. But another thing I want to say to you is that in the last 15 years or so, there have been children born on this earth that some of them are crystal children, and there are others called indigo children. They're now young people who are bringing a lot better energy to this world. They're seeing things in a better light, and they're bringing a lot of energy to this world. And I think that these are the people that are going to bring a lot of peace to our future.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
When they're old enough to do that.
Actually, it's interesting you mentioned Europe before the end of the year, because I have a group of listeners in Switzerland, and they are crystal and indigo. They say that they are crystal indigo children.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. But you know what? They're not just born in Switzerland. They've been born all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Born in every color, in every race. There have
absolutely
been crystal and indigo children that have come along, because that's very necessary, too. It can't just be one group of people in one little spot in the world. They need to be worldwide so that they can spread the word worldwide, so they can bring harmony to this earth, because that's what this earth is in need of. It's in need of harmony.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things, in addition to raising consciousness, that my program that I want to promote on my program is harmony. And with that, if I'd like to go to the next caller, if available.
I'm ready. Hello.
Okay. Well, no, we'll just wait a second here. We'll just keep talking until maybe we've run out of callers. That's okay. What would you advise people I know this is a time of change for many people, and as far as As far as the future, I think this is a very bright future for humanity as a whole, and to look at the future instead of not emphasize the doom and gloom, but emphasize our bright future. Wouldn't you agree, Lee?
Yes, I would agree to that. And I think that that's a very, very, very important lesson to learn, and it's a very important lesson for most people to learn, is to think in a positive way, because we do create our own reality. And if you're going to create a positive and good outcome, then you need to think in a positive way. I had a woman once told me many years ago, she says, I see myself ending up as a bag lady somewhere, you know, without a home and so forth. And I said to her, Doris, stop talking like that. I said, because you'll create that. And sure enough, she did create it, I'm sorry to say. She did. But you know, you can only tell people so much, and then you can only guide them so far, you know.
Sure.
They decide to listen and realize that what they're doing is incorrect, then we're fine.
Sure. Quickly, I would like to tell all my listeners, both here in the United States, across Canada, and across the world, that 1 week from today, we'll be having Susan Chomsky on. She's a wonderful spiritualist, a practicer of meditation from New York City, followed by Daniel Brinkley. He's a famous psychic coming to us from Nevada. Susan will be on the 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. hour, and followed by Daniel Brinkley at 3 to 4 p.m., and you're welcome to call him with questions. For those who are just...
You're going to have my friend Phoenix Redhawk on your show. And I'm
going
to be on her show the end of July.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm going up to Camden the last week of July and the first week of August.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm scheduled to be on her show with her. And I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, wonderful. Well, wonderful.
By the way, please remember to give my website out, which is www.stargaze.com. STARGAZE.com, where people can see me and they can see a little bit about me. Also,
wonderful.
I read a little bit about astrology and numerology, too.
Wonderful. And I was just going to say, too, Lee, that if you go to my program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, just scroll down to Lee's name, Lee Moorhead, on the left side, click on that, and you go right to her website.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, well, Carol, she's my web designer. She does absolutely wonderful work. If I could pay her more, I would. Right now she's volunteering. She does great work on the show, and she's responsible for doing all the good work on the website.
Well, I'm very lucky. I have a grandson who designed my website. Actually, I had a different website before he designed the new one, and it was wonderful, and I had it for years and years, but it was time for a change. So my grandson said to me, Grandma, let me do your website for you. And he did a very modern one, which I really love.
Well, I want to give you the floor for the next couple of minutes to say whatever you'd like to give the closing comments on your wonderful interview today. Lee, go right ahead.
Well, I was very, very grateful for you to have asked me on. I'm glad that I had a chance to give you some names of other psychics from the east end of Long Island. I think you're going to be very pleased with them. I'm pleased to meet your audience, and I'm so happy to know that you're doing as well as you are doing with your show. I was thrilled to know that my friend Joe Trolley was on not once but twice with you, and he was delighted. He was delighted with you. I hope that you and I are going to stay in touch more often. Whether I'm on the show or not, I'd like us to stay in touch. I thank your audience very much for giving me this opportunity to help them, and hope that I was able to help them. And that's about all I can say to you. I'm just thrilled to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. I think I may be going to New York on the East Coast in a couple of months, and I'd love to meet you then. Plus, we'll discuss this off-air, but I've got some openings in August, and I'd love to have you back then as well.
Oh, that would be lovely. I'll be back after the end of the first week of August. I'll be back here, and it'd be really nice to do that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I hear the music. Thank you so much, everyone in the United States, Canada, and around the world for listening. We'll be back next week with Daniel Brinkley and Susan Chomsky coming live to us from New York City. And have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.